our special guest this morning can only be described as Dotty. The Dotty Imaging Company, and it's Mary Hill, isn't it? Mary
yes,
Hill?
Yes, that's right.
Morning, Mary. How are
morning.
You?
Morning. I'm well, thank you. How are you?
I'm okay. Thanks for asking. At least you asked. Ali never asked me if I'm all right.
Oh, surely not.
So, have you ever been called Dotty?
Some people call me Dotty when they see my stands at various shows and they say, are you Dotty? And I say, well, possibly.
Well, we are both amazed by the talents that you have. Do you want to describe that, you know, it's obviously some, it's not a painting, is it? It's not painting, it's...
No, it's drawings, but done with a pot of Indian ink and a dip pen. So it's very sort of Victorian-esque style of drawing. And I use dots or very fine dashes to produce the artwork.
And some of the, we've got to podcast this and take a picture of it as well, but so you can see the amount of talent and the hard work that goes into it. I mean, you've just shown us an array of cards and drawings that you've done, and you've said that they've taken you like, you know, a little tiny, I don't know, 6x4 inch card, and you've got some drawings on that must have taken you hours and hours, 4 hours, 5 hours.
Yes, they the effort. Do, yes. Yeah, they take several hours, particularly when I'm doing the artwork with shells. All my artwork's based on nature, so shells, birds, that kind of thing, things that are relevant to the island. And I do build up with very fine dots. So it does take a while to get the depth of shade and light within a picture.
They are absolutely amazing, and they are so, so striking. And the first one you showed me was just dots.
Yes.
And it's like, and all these dots make up this wonderful picture. And as I say, it just looks, it's just a real art form that you don't very often see these days.
No, quite a few people do pen and ink, but with a...
Thank you.
No, but with an ordinary pen, that's
sure.
What I mean.
Oh, right, okay. Yeah. Last night.
Yeah, I just completely changed that. But yeah, with an ordinary pen, however, I use the pot of ink and a dip pen, so that's what makes it different. And you get the textures when you see the originals. You can see the thickness of the ink and how it sort of builds up on the paper. It sits on the paper as opposed to soaking into the paper that many modern pens would do.
All right, because I would imagine then you've got to have the right paper, the right tools for the trade.
Yes.
Do you then hunch yourself over a table to do it, or have you got an easel to work
on? Yeah, I'm very lucky. I've got I call it my studio. It's a shed in the garden, but I've got all my equipment in there, and I have my desk, and I work from photographs if I do portraits and things that are personalised. And yeah, just have my desk, my paper, my pen, my ink, a reference image, and lots of patience.
Oh, lots of patience. I can imagine. You showed me the most wonderful picture of is it like a Scotty dog?
Yeah, it's a schnauzer dog, and that's my current commission. And that one's quite an interesting one, because you don't actually get grey ink, and the dog is grey. So I've had to customise inks for that particular piece, which I can do for any commission. So a lot of dogs, they have something unique about them, if it's their eyes or a colouring, and I try and capture that with the inks that I use.
So these are strokes on the dog, not the dots, but these are very small, fine strokes.
The eyes and nose, which I always start with on a portrait, they are purely dots that I make up, and it helps with the texture and it helps with the shading. But the rest of the dog, the fur, is made up of very fine lines and strokes to get the depth and the lightness of each sort of fur texture, really.
Do you do any others as well? I mean, is it something that you've been doing for years, but you can do other things, or?
Yeah, I mean, I started doing commissions when I was 16, and I'm about twice that age now, almost. And I do human portraits using graphite pencil. I do watercolour paintings. I do miniature bonsais that are watercolour paintings, they're illustrations, and they're no bigger than a £2 coin. So that makes them quite unique, and they've been very popular as well. People sort of started collecting them. And I, you know, I do graphic design as well. So the dotty part of my company name refers to the pixels that I use when I do graphic design, logo design, that sort of thing, as well as the traditional artwork that I produce.
Do you know what? I was just thinking then that you showed us some of those the much smaller ones with the colour in as well, and I could see them in a collection of pictures on the wall, couldn't you?
Mm. Yeah, very striking, aren't they?
They are.
Simple, striking, and, yeah, just incredible.
Yeah, I was thinking Christmas cards for a minute, and I think that would be wasted as Christmas cards. You'd much rather have them on the wall, wouldn't you? So, yeah, is there anywhere where we can see your work? Is there a website we can go to?
Yes, you can Google the Dotty Imaging Company, and my website will come up. And I'm also at several retailers on the island, so you can see my cards. I produce magnets with my designs on, prints as well. So I put my illustrations into the shape of the Isle of Wight, and they've been extremely popular across the island. So I feature in Core Abbey in their gift shop, Framers at Ryde, the Isle of Wight Zoo gift shop, Yarmouth Art Gallery, Island Arts in God's Hill, and that's recently been opened, and the Garlic Farm gift shop as well.
Brilliant. I think it's very striking. When you first turned up and you got them out, I thought, wow. And as someone that's not really, I mean, I'm not really an artist, but I can appreciate, you know, someone's talent. And you've
Thank
got
you.
An enormous amount of talent there. I think it's incredible. The patience you must have. I mean, do you doodle a lot? Do you think, right, okay, you know, you're talking about commissions there. There's somebody says, right, there's a picture there. There's its job. It's a work now. Do you ever just doodle?
Yeah, I doodle. I mean, I've always been arty. I've did competitions throughout my life, you know, growing up, primary school, I entered competitions and was always encouraged by my parents. And, usually if I write notes, I usually do like a little drawing with them or something like that, or in cards, greetings cards, I often do a little doodle to
Brilliant.
Represent whatever's on the cards. So, yeah, can't help myself. I'd love it.
So, basically, someone comes to you and says, can you do this for me?
Yes.
That's a commission.
Yes, yeah. So, you know, personalised gifts are huge at the moment, and a lot of people are looking for something new and different. So pet portraits are probably the main thing at the moment for me. But, you know, it can be all sorts, really, that people want. And it's either a gift for themselves, so I've done commissions for the actual person who's asked for it, or gifts that they want to give to a member of their family or a friend or anything like that.
Okay, yeah. So just say, for instance, you can do, if somebody thought Ali was attractive enough to have one done, we could take a picture of Ali and you could do that. What sort of cost, what sort of price are we looking at? Are we looking at hundreds or...
Well, the pet portraits, which are A3 in size, they are 180 at the moment.
What's an A3?
A3 is... twice an A4 paper, so your standard
A4.
so your standard A4 page.
So like a printing size to hang on the wall.
Yeah,
yes.
Yeah, and it's about 21 centimetres by. 29.7 centimetres by 42,
I know now.
Yeah.
I mean, when you think of the time it takes you. Because, you know, you're not going to get that for 50 quid, you know, because
no.
of the time that it's actually going to take you X amount of hours to do.
Yeah, it can take a couple of months
to
work on it.
Wow.
Yeah, you can't, because with the pen and ink, it's affected by sort of the atmosphere and, you know, how dry it is or... weather and that kind of thing, which sounds a bit odd, but sometimes the ink and the pen, they come out a bit thicker than they should or whatever, so you can only do it in short bursts of time to get the right texture of the pen. So it's a case of doing a small section at a time, waiting for that to dry and making sure that the conditions are right for it as well. So it can take, you know, quite a while to do.
Incredible. Well, it's really lovely to meet you, and
thank you,
it's fantastic to see some of your work as well. And you just say you had a website?
I've got a website, and I've also got an event coming up. It's at the Garlic Farm. It's their Christmas market, and it's on the 27th, 28th and 29th of November. And I took part in it last year, and it was great. So hopefully we'll see lots of people there this year.
Well, let's hope lots of people go and see, because obviously you've got some talents to show off there.
Thank you.
And long may they continue. Brilliant to see you and brilliant to meet you. Thank you.
Thank you.